On the internet, there's a growing popularity of documentaries that make the case for a flat Earth. These claim that the astronauts were lying when they said that they saw a round, spherical planet in the night sky. Well, is there any way you can be sure we live on a globe? Yes. The next time you watch a sunset, phone a friend who lives to the east or west of you. Ask them where the sun appears in their sky. If Earth were flat, everyone would see the sun setting at the same moment, wouldn't they? But instead, friends living far enough east or west of you will report that it's nighttime, or else the sun is fairly high up. They must therefore be around our planet's curve. Case closed. Or watch the next lunar eclipse. It happens whenever the full moon is exactly opposite the sun, where Earth's shadow must lie. Well, the shape of our shadow is round, and only a ball always casts a round shadow. Yet another method is when you're at the beach, notice that you only view the very tops of distant ships. Binoculars really help with this. You can clearly see that the ship's bottoms are hidden around Earth's curve. If you're on a beach chair with your toes in the water, the horizon is just 1.25 miles away. When the air is not too hazy, you can see the curve of Earth as a very sharp line. Finally, this summer, if you swim in a large lake, hold your breath while submerging your mouth like a crocodile until your eyes are just inches above the surface. You'll see the far shoreline vanish. So even a lake is not flat. Its middle is curved higher than the shores, thanks to Earth's roundness. With all this, people should have realized Earth's spherical nature in ancient times. It's a mystery why our world's true shape did not appear in ancient texts like Homer's Odyssey and the Bible. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.